Now, a new study shows that from 2010 to 2014, the poverty rate in Wisconsin was at its highest since 1984, and that economic inequality in the state is one of the worst in the country. Wisconsin now ranks 49th out of 50 states on the income gap between blacks and whites.
And that disparity in Wisconsin isn't just higher than most other states. The rate at which the disparities are growing also seems to be going up, too.
Here to tell us more about that study is Malia Jones, assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. Malia, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, your study found that poverty rates in Wisconsin were higher than they'd been in 30 years. Was that a surprise to you, given that the country at large is recovering from the Great Recession?
It is a little puzzling to see poverty rates going up during this time when we know that the economy has been expanding and unemployment is dropping. But we're not the first to find that poverty rates are actually going up during this time. So surprising at sort of a big picture level, but not totally surprising given what we've been seeing lately.
Well, how did you come by your numbers? Can you break down what you looked at?
Sure. We are looking at a federal source of data that comes from the U.S. Census Bureau called the American Community Survey, and it's a five-year rolling average. So we compared the average across 2010 to 2014 to the 5 years that preceded that, 2005 to 2009.
And why did you zero in on those particular years? I know this has been a little bit contentious with some other people given the overall findings of the study.
Yeah, we looked at those data. The five-year averages from the American Community Survey are probably our best source of poverty estimates, as well as a lot of other indicators of what's going on with the American population. And they're one of the, they're really the only source that we have that's reliable below the state level. So we look at Wisconsin compared to other states, and we also look at the counties within Wisconsin.
So looking at that year in which poverty rates were higher, 1984, what was happening there to compare and contrast with where we are today?
Well, I think there are some similarities in so far as in the middle of the 80s, we're also recovering from a recession. But of course, the policy environment and lots of other differences between those periods. And I think it's a, you know, interesting headline that the poverty rates overall are higher than they've been in 30 years. But what really concerns me is the trend that we're seeing, that they're going up right now in the face of the recovery.
Well, walk us through some of your main findings. What are the headlines for you?
Sure. So we did find that in Wisconsin, as in the nation, poverty rates are did go up substantially comparing these two periods. We also found really substantial differences for some populations. The rate of poverty for children is much higher than it is for adults. And the rate of poverty for children in Wisconsin did go up really dramatically to over 18% in this most recent period. One of the other big differences we see is the race-ethnic gaps in Wisconsin are extremely large. In fact, the gap between blacks and whites on poverty rates was 49th out of the 50 states in the nation.
So how does that, you said we're last, well, second to last, it sounds like there. Mm-hmm. Who was lower?
Maine was the state that is the only state that has a bigger gap between blacks and whites on poverty.
And how much had that increased over the last term that you looked at?
The gap itself is, I think, 28 percentage points. So the poverty rate for whites in Wisconsin in the most recent data was 11%, and the poverty rate for blacks went up to 37%. So there's a big difference, and one of the biggest differences between those two groups in the nation.
And looking at this a bit by city, I know that Milwaukee shows up on a list for among the most distressed cities. How does your research tie into that?
Well, what we see going on in Milwaukee is this intersection between economic status and race. And so Milwaukee has a really high rate of segregation and also a large population of poor people of color. And so you're really seeing this phenomenon where we have not a lot of people who can benefit from the economy recovering in Milwaukee, because there's this almost perfect overlap between being Black and being poor.
So we look at these figures for Milwaukee. They're striking. What about the rest of the state? Did you break it down by county?
We did look at it by county, and what we found was that no county had a decrease in poverty rate, and there were quite a few counties that had a statistically significant increase in poverty rate, including almost all of our urban centers.
And we'll talk a little more later about childhood poverty, but first of all, tell us why this is so significant to you, that the poverty rates for children have climbed the way they have in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I come from a public health background, and so my main interest in looking at poverty is really poverty as a risk factor for chronic disease. And since poverty exposure during childhood is a really influential factor in developing chronic disease later in life, these high rates of poverty for kids are really concerning from a public health perspective.
And did I read it was 1 in 5 children at this point?
Yeah, it's almost 20%.
Malia Jones is with us now. She's an assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. And we're looking at her new report that shows Wisconsin's poverty rate is at its highest in 30 years.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you see this story happening in your community? Rising poverty, economic disparities? What's the solution? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now with Malia Jones from the UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory, looking at a new report that finds poverty levels are at a 30-year high here in Wisconsin.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Are you seeing more poverty in your community, in your family, maybe in your own life? And why do you think poverty levels are rising here in Wisconsin? What do you think could be done to turn things around? You can reach us at 800-642-1234. And Malia, one area we haven't gotten to yet is unemployment, or not unemployment, poverty, I should say, among the employed and the unemployed. What are you seeing there?
We found that poverty rose between these two time periods that we're comparing for people who are unemployed, as you might expect, and also, surprisingly enough, for people who are employed both part-time and full-time. So we're actually seeing an increase in poverty, relatively small one, but significant in people who have full-time jobs.
And you also took a look at the education that people had and whether this, how this related to levels of poverty. What did you find on that aspect?
Yeah, so it's a pretty similar story there. Poverty did go up across every level of education, even among people who have a bachelor's degree. So a little bit surprising, the people that we might expect to most readily benefit from a growing economy are also seeing increased poverty.
So as someone who takes a look at these numbers, what does this tell you about where Wisconsin is and what we need to be concerned about on the horizon?
Well, again, looking at the public health perspective, I think this has really serious implications for public health, looking at long-term trends. Poverty is a huge risk factor for a lot of different really costly chronic diseases, including diabetes, hypertension, some of the major causes of premature death, such as heart disease and stroke. And so looking at implications of more people living in poverty in terms of public health, this is a really serious threat. And we need to be thinking about the ability of people in poverty to earn a living wage and contribute productively to the Wisconsin economy and maintain a healthy life into old age.
Was there an urban and rural divide that you saw, or was this something that sort of seemed striking across the board?
It is striking across the board. We saw increases in poverty in both urban areas and rural areas. It's a little bit of a sharper increase in urban areas in Wisconsin as it was nationwide.
So looking now just at rural areas of Wisconsin, where are the counties and areas that were hardest hit?
The counties that were hardest hit were primarily the urban centers and the regions of our state that have a large Native American population. So the counties where we saw the sharpest increase included Milwaukee and Menominee County.
And do you think going forward that policymakers will look at this, and how do you think they might dissect or digest, rather, this information?
Well, I think what we're really seeing here is a story about inequality. The reason that other researchers have cited that we're seeing increasing poverty in the face of a growing economy is that the lowest segment of our wage distribution is really not benefiting from the growing economy, where the higher segments are benefiting from a growing economy. And so I think in terms of looking ahead to the future, we need to address the ability of everyone to take advantage of economic opportunities.
Malia, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Malia Jones, assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. And we've been talking about her new report on rising rates of poverty in Wisconsin. They are the highest that they've been in 30 years.